It was a memorable moment during the Senate healthcare debate. Senator Tom Coburn, an Oklahoma Republican, introduced an amendment prohibiting coverage of Viagra for sex offenders.
So that erectile dysfunction drugs are not paid for by the American taxpayers to convicted rapists, convicted sexual assaults, and pedophiles in this country.
Coburn, a physician by training, said this was a serious amendment, but that's not how Democratic Senator Max Baucus of Montana saw it.
It's a crass political stunt aimed at making 30-cent commercials, not public policy. I urge my colleagues to oppose the amendment.
And opposed Democrats did. Flash forward to today, and Baucus's prediction has come true. The Coburn Amendment is the subject not of a 30-second ad, but a 1 minute and 44-second YouTube video.
Would you like to donate to Viagra for sex offenders?
Viagra for sex offenders? Viagra for sex offenders?
The video shows a hipster guy hanging out on the street with a sign and a donation jar. Not surprisingly, the jar is empty, and passersby are giving him some awfully strange looks. The screen flashes the words, "This sounds like a joke." It's not.
What if I told you your taxpayer dollars are already doing that?
Then the screen flashes, "Patty Murray voted to use taxpayer money to give Viagra to sex offenders." The video is a production of the Don Benton for U.S. Senate campaign. Benton is a Republican state senator from Vancouver who's running for the Republican nomination in Washington's U.S. Senate race. Benton says Murray's no vote on the Coburn Amendment makes this topic fair game.
While Americans are looking for work, Patty Murray has been spending their money recklessly. And this just brings to light one of the ways in which Patty Murray has been wasting taxpayer dollars.
But is this a fair characterization of Murray's vote? The YouTube video would have you believe Murray affirmatively supports giving Viagra to sex offenders. The truth is, she voted to reject a Republican amendment that would have banned taxpayer coverage not only for Viagra for sex offenders, but also for the so-called morning after pill for women.
It's a ridiculous, dirty attack.
Murray's spokeswoman, Alex Glass, describes the Coburn Amendment as one of many Republican poison pills during the healthcare debate.
And they threw up, you know, amendments that they knew were downright dirty and that they thought that they were going to be able to use in November attack ads. And it's pure politics, and frankly, it doesn't serve anybody well.
But the issue is more complicated than that. According to an analysis by the nonpartisan Congressional Research Office, there's nothing in the current healthcare law to prevent a non-incarcerated convicted sex offender from getting taxpayer-subsidized prescriptions for erectile dysfunction. In fact, the issue has precedent. 5 years ago, a national scandal erupted over Medicaid payments for Viagra for sex offenders. In response, the federal government ordered states to stop the practice. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.